This is NPR.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said today he would not resume peace talks until Israel reaches a truce in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. The declaration complicated the latest mission by visiting U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice, who was there trying to get the sides to resume talks. NPR's Michelle Kellerman is traveling with the secretary.
The secretary didn't get the Palestinians to publicly commit themselves to returning to talks. Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas cut contacts with the Israelis to protest the weekend's deadly Israeli military offensive against Hamas in Gaza. But privately, U.S. officials are sounding confident the talks will resume soon when it's politically feasible for Abbas. In the meantime, Rice sought some assurances from Israeli officials that they'll ease up on checkpoints and restrictions on Palestinians and try to avoid civilian casualties in Gaza. She's also been trying to get the Israelis and Egyptians to work more closely together to get humanitarian supplies into Gaza. Rice said Hamas rocket attacks into Israel from Gaza must stop.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman traveling with Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Venezuela and Ecuador are trying to gin up international support for their condemnation of Colombia's deadly attack on a rebel base in Ecuador over the weekend. Colombia apologized for the cross-border strike, but it wasn't enough, and Ecuador took the issue before an emergency meeting of the Organization of American States yesterday. The crisis started when Colombia raided a guerrilla camp in Ecuador, and a top rebel commander was killed. Here's NPR's Tom Jelton with details.
The weekend raid was aimed at the leader of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, the so-called FARC. Rebel leader Raul Reyes and several of his associates had taken refuge inside Ecuador, but the Colombian military tracked them down. In response, Ecuador cut diplomatic relations with Colombia. Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez, a political ally of the FARC rebels, reacted even more angrily, sending hundreds of troops to the border. At the White House, President Bush said the United States fully supports Colombia's position.
NPR's Tom Jelton reporting. The Vatican and Muslim leaders agreed today to establish regular official dialogue to improve sometimes difficult relations between the two religions. Today is the final day of talks between the Vatican and Muslim scholars, trying to lay the groundwork for an historic meeting with senior Christian leaders that would include Pope Benedict XVI and key Islamic leaders. Relations between Catholics and Muslims soured after a 2006 speech in Germany, during which the Pope quoted a 14th century Byzantine emperor's criticisms of Islam. According to a Vatican statement, the so-called Catholic-Muslim Forum will take place in November in Rome. Finally, a new study says that women who use hormone therapy after menopause face a small, increased risk of cancer, even a couple years after taking the hormones. The federal study was a landmark evaluation of the impact of estrogen and progesterone therapies. The results also show that heart problems linked to the pills seem to fade after women stop taking them. Millions of women quit taking the pills 6 years ago amid warnings that they caused heart risks and breast cancer. Now the threat of other cancers, especially lung tumors, is troubling researchers. The study appears in the Journal of the American Medical Association. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.